right. That's the music. Marie is trying to take my pen. That's not my, it's not your pen. That's my pen.
Sorry.
So, hey, everybody. Welcome to In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we are embarking on episode 284 in our quest to share the Word of God and spend time with you listening and speaking on various passages of Scripture. And the last time we were together, we talked about Simon and the woman over in Luke chapter 7. Mm-hmm. And so I made some comments about sometime in the past about Luke sort of being the gospel that talks about women so much. There's so many passages in Luke where he addresses women and how Jesus interacted with them and how he loved them, and they were healed and delivered and converted. And I just love that, because Luke just gives us these little insights, the Holy Spirit through Luke, obviously, these little nuggets about Jesus' interaction with women who were in a lot of instances scorned and, you know, kind of dismissed from society and didn't get the same options and advantages that men were given.
Yeah. That sounds sad though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And in those, a lot of those cultures in the East, that kind of treatment is still, you know, active. Yeah. It's still taking place, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And Jesus addressed that a lot. And one of those such cases was here in Luke 7, when this woman came and knelt behind Jesus at his feet, mm-hmm. according to Luke 7:38.
Right.
And she was weeping. Yeah. Her tears fell on his feet. She wiped them off with her hair.
Yes.
She kept kissing his feet.
Yeah.
And putting perfume on them.
Wow. That's, I love that. That was in one of my notes to bring up to you.
You're going to need to get really close.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was one of my, a note that I thought was really noteworthy. Verse 38.
Yeah.
And she knelt behind him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it goes on down to like the one where it starts with Simon saw her scandal, but Jesus saw her faith.
Yeah. I put that in my notes on this.
Yeah. And it goes down. It has four more of them. I thought that was really great.
Yeah. Yeah. And those are just, I mean, you know, those are my takeaways just from, you know, getting into this text and just reading it. But I really love the fact that the Bible gives us there all of these verbs, these action words that the woman was committed to. You know, she was weeping, she was washing his feet, she was wiping and drying his feet, as it were, with her hair. She was kissing his feet. She was anointing his feet.
Can you imagine that, though, in this day and age?
Oh, my goodness. It would be scandalous.
Yeah.
It would be forbidden. It would. But you know what? The thing is that it would be a lot more acceptable today than it was 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people are so...
That's just showing humility, right?
Like, yeah, she was just worshiping. This was a form of worship.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that she was trying to curry favor from him. She was not trying to buy salvation or earn salvation. She wasn't trying to extort salvation from him. She was just, in my opinion, expressing what she felt inside for what the Lord had already done
she
for her.
She was grateful.
Yeah, she was grateful. This was great. This was. These are, to me, expressions of gratitude.
Yes, yes.
You know, she's saying to Jesus, this is my belief in you has been so great. This is the least I can do. You know,
yes.
she gave him everything she had. She gave him, you know, her most valuable, in my opinion, her most valuable material possession would have no doubt have been the alabaster oil.
Right.
And we know that it's from looking at other passages like in Matthew 26, I think also in John 12, we see an account of alabaster oil anointed. Jesus was anointed by Mary, I believe it was, and she used alabaster oil, which was very valuable. I think in some cases it's stated to be worth an annual salary.
Wow.
annual amount of wages. So right. this was just something really, but alabaster oil also had spiritual significance, right. you know.
That's it was, how I saw it too.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
just thinking, you, when you look at all that she did for him or right. to him,
right.
we had, you know, to have yeah. that kind of gratitude and it,
right.
it just makes you want to.
Oh yeah.
yeah.
It makes you feel sort of ashamed.
Yeah.
And insecure.
Could I do that?
Right.
You know?
Right. That she did this. We're not given her name. We don't know her right. rank, her position in life. We don't know what type of family she was from. We don't know what her occupation was,
right.
if she worked or if she was single or married. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything about her other than that it was reported that she was a sinful woman, whatever right. whatever that means. You can tell a white lie and be sinful.
Right.
So it
exactly.
doesn't always mean that, you know, we automatically go to the worst possible scenario. We make that mistake oftentimes of thinking that it was something even
wow.
even more in our society, egregious. But with God, sin is sin.
Yes,
you know, the way
exactly.
the way the Lord saw the Simon the Pharisee is that his so-called respectable sins or white sins were just as egregious and unacceptable to God mm. as allegedly this woman's sins or of immorality.
Yeah, that is amazing, her response to all of that.
Right. But well, she was forgiven for a
yeah.
lot. I think that was the key, that she was recognizing or trying to portray just how much she was grateful because God had forgiven her of
yeah.
all those sins,
right.
whatever they were. And what they were really to me is unimportant because, as I said, sin is sin. But she gave him her most valuable material possession.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she gave him her, or risk anyway, her most valuable mental possession, in that it was her freedom that was, you know, she could have been removed from the house,
right.
possibly even arrested, you know, for sort of crashing the party there. I love that she gave, I think, her most valuable emotional possessions, her
yeah.
tears,
right,
her effort,
right.
her time, her willingness to risk all to show this gratitude to Jesus.
Yes, and it says she was forgiven, saved by faith.
Yes.
And sent away in peace.
In peace, right.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
thank
I love
you,
what the Lord said. He said, "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace."
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say your gifts of alabaster oil. He didn't
mm-hmm.
say your tears. He didn't say your anointing or your kissing his feet. He didn't say any of that saved her. But her faith saved her.
Yes.
And Paul kind of reiterated that in Ephesians 2:8 when he says, "For by grace are you mm-hmm. saved through faith, and that not
yes.
of yourselves. It is the gift of God."
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I
praise
love that.
God.
The Bible even says her most valuable biological possession might have been arguably her hair, because 1 Corinthians 11:15 says a woman's hair is her glory.
Yeah, amen.
You know, so she offered
yes.
all of that.
Wow.
And this scenario, this scene, that this venue where she wasn't even an invited guest.
Yeah.
Boy, Lord, we just ask
Lord.
You to help us to have that kind of spirit of giving, gratitude,
yes,
and
Lord.
Just willingness to worship you and serve you.
Yes,
we give you all the glory and honor. And we'll see you next time, everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.